Recent survey data from the Public Religion Research Institute shows that the following of the conspiracy theory QAnon has increased since former President Donald Trump was in office. The far-right conspiracy gained popularity during Trump's presidency and the 2020 presidential campaign. Our next guest is behind that research and is here to help us understand the reach of QAnon and its impact on American politics. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you encountered this? Do you know someone who believes in QAnon or promotes its theories in person or on social media? Do you think it's a threat or just a fringe thing that we don't need to pay too much attention to? Call in with your comments, your experiences, maybe your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Robert P. Jones is the CEO and founder of the Public Religion Research Institute, author of the book White Too Long, The Legacy of White Supremacy in American Christianity. Robert, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Before we get to your new research, can you give us QAnon 101? Where did it come from? What are the basic beliefs?
Yeah, well, it is a, you know, internet based and social media based conspiracy theory that has really also been importantly promoted on far right political news channels, including One American News, Newsmax, and Fox. So it has a kind of life on social media, and then it has a kind of little more mainstream view on cable news. So it's a challenge as a researcher to get your head around it. It has several sort of tendrils out there, but we spent some time, you know, doing some research, looking at message boards, and looking at trying to get our heads around the core beliefs, and basically ended up measuring three core beliefs. Here they come. So the first one, and these are all kind of agree disagree questions that we had in some national surveys in 2021. The first tenet is the government, media, and financial worlds in the U.S. are controlled by a group of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who run a global child sex trafficking operation. Now, that's a survey question I never thought I'd write as a researcher. The second one is kind of an apocalyptic aspect, that there's a storm coming soon that they will sweep away the elites in power and restore the rightful leaders. And the third one is a propensity for political violence, that because things have gotten so far off track, true American patriots may have to resort to violence in order to save our country. And so in the survey, we combined all three of those questions and classified people who believed all three of these tenets as QAnon believers.
There was a thought, I think, out there that after the Trump presidency ended, it was one of the things fueling the QAnon conspiracy theory. Therefore, people believing those things would decline. What did you find, though, in your surveys?
Yeah, well, I mean, any student of religion knows that kind of millennialist or apocalyptic movements always find ways to resurrect themselves, even after their predictions don't come true. But, you know, they were predicting Trump would win the election, that he would be installed no matter what was going on in the Electoral College, et cetera. And, you know, basically what we found is that belief in this ticked up slightly throughout 2021. So in March, it was 14% of the public that believed all three of those statements that I read earlier, and that it actually ticked up to 17% by the fall of 2021. Overall, it's basically 16. If you average all that out, it's 16% of the population of the country. But it's 1 in 4 Republicans and 1 in 4 white evangelical Protestants that believe, again, all three of these statements.
Let's bring in a caller now at 800-642-1234. Tom is with us in Milwaukee. Tom, hi.
Hi. Your guest answered part of my question, but basically I was wondering about the demographics of QAnon followers, ethnicity, age, economic income, education.
Tom, thanks for the call. Robert, you just mentioned Republicans more likely than others to follow this white evangelical Christians. What else do we know about core QAnon followers?
Right. So we did actually some fair amount of analysis on this. The data set that we have is quite large. It's about 20,000 Americans that we were conducting this research on. So we actually did some regression modeling to kind of predict what attributes were most likely to make one a QAnon believer. And by far, the biggest single predictor is actually consumption of far-right news. And that in the survey means either Newsmax, One America News, Fox News, but Newsmax and One America in particular and other far right news makes you nearly five times as likely as those who consume mainstream news to be a QAnon believer. Conservative ideology, Republican identity, for example, are also high predictors. And then education level, having a high school degree or less, living in a more rural area versus a more urban or even suburban area. These are all kind of positively associated with and independently associated with being a QAnon believer.
Tom, thanks for that call. We're talking to Robert P. Jones, founder of the Public Religion Research Institute. They are out with a survey, a recent survey looking at belief in the QAnon conspiracy theory. Found that it has not been declining, inching up, actually. You can join in with your thoughts, maybe your experiences, your encounters with this at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Austin in Lafarge. Austin, hi.
Hi there. My name is Austin. Thanks for having my call. Just curious from the gentleman, I've kept a pretty close ear to the QAnon conspiracy over the last year and a half or so. And from my understanding, the so-called Q has not posted anything in quite a long time. And it's been interesting in some of the circles that I watch on YouTube, seeing the sort of ideas pop up around why the Q hasn't posted, what that means, if the Q was nonsense. Wondering what your take on that is and how that plays into the life of the Q conspiracy.
Austin, thanks for the call. And Robert, Austin mentions a key part of the conspiracy theory. Allegedly, Q was someone who claimed to be someone with insider access at the highest levels of government, revealing these secrets often very cryptically online. And Q, at least the person or persons claiming to be Q, been quiet for a while.
Yeah, I think that's crucial. Like in building the movement, that is the seductive power, I think, of many conspiracy movements, is they claim to have a kind of insider knowledge that other people aren't privy to, like the real truth. Like we know the truth, other people don't. Other people have been, you know, fed this other lie. But there's an insider sense of being in the know, I think, is part of the power of that. And so it is, I think, quite remarkable. The caller is right that since the election, there's been less action, at least initiated by, you know, this mysterious anonymous Q person. And yet the movement itself is still quite animated. And, you know, we have to look no further than just last week, for example, that it's pretty clear to me as someone kind of studying this, that all of the emphasis and overemphasis we had on child pornography last week during Judge Jackson's hearings, for example, by some key folks in the GOP, were really about sending some signals to QAnon followers. This is a core tenet of QAnon. I think for many people watching were kind of really surprised or mystified at why all of this emphasis hammering on child pornography. And it's really because it was a signaling to this group of QAnon followers. Again, it's one in four Republicans who aren't just sympathetic, but are really believe all three of these basic tenets, including, and again, that first one, that the government, media, financial worlds are controlled by a group of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who run a global child sex trafficking operation. And so we hear echoes of that even as recently as last week at the highest levels of government.
We're talking with Robert Jones, CEO and founder of the Public Religion Research Institute, looking at the reach and the popularity of the QAnon conspiracy theory. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234. Do you worry about the fairly wide influence of QAnon, the conspiracy theory, the ideas it is spreading? Do you worry that it could lead to violence or cause interference with the U.S. political system? What questions do you have for our guest? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Robert P. Jones, CEO and founder of the Public Religion Research Institute. Robert's talking to us about survey data that shows an increase in the number of followers of the QAnon conspiracy theory. You can join in with your questions, maybe your encounters with these ideas in person on social media. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Before we go back to our callers, Robert, I want to talk about why people might find this appealing, QAnon appealing, even after, you know, very specific predictions with dates and times of things happening, mass arrests, the return of the late Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from the grave. I'm not making these up. These are things that have been predicted with days, sometimes times. They haven't happened. What is it about this that makes people still embrace something like this?
Yeah, there I think we need to just take a big step back and ask, yeah, why now? Like, why are we seeing, you know, this movement now? And, you know, I think it's linked to the fact that we are really in the midst of a fairly recent and fairly dramatic shift in the demographics of the population. And that this has set off a really big sense of displacement. You see that in attitudes among QAnon supporters, for example. 7 in 10 QAnon believers believe that the American way of life needs to be protected from foreign influence, or that America is in danger of losing its culture and identity. All these things are really about demographic and religious change in the country. And I think the biggest one to understand, and its connection to kind of white Christian nationalism as well, is this sense that the America was meant to be a white Christian nation, and that we have in the last 15 years or so gone from being a country that was majority white and Christian. As recently as 2008, when Barack Obama was first running for president, the country was 54% white and Christian. That number today is 44%. So just from 2008 till today, we've kind of gone through this real sea change of being, you know, a country that's no longer majority white and Christian. And I think for a group that saw that as the core identity of the religion, and indeed even heard in Make America Great Again, that nostalgic looking back and restoring or reclaiming something that's been lost, that's really been the power of this. So I think it's just that we're at this real inflection point in American history in terms of our demographics and religious makeup that is making this, for folks who find that very alarming, a really seductive place to go.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234 with Jeffrey in Mequon. Jeffrey, hello.
Hi, good afternoon. To the pollster, I heard you twice comment that the majority of the political demographic was Republican, 1 in 4, I think you said. Interesting. I didn't hear you mention anything about a Democratic demographic in this poll, or independent, or any other political bias. And I'm wondering, does that go to your bias, or what? Why don't you mention that?
Jeffrey, thanks for the call. Lower rates of Democrats and independents in your survey, Robert, support QAnon. What do you see there?
Yeah, no, happy to do that. And I should say that all of this data is open and transparent on PRI's website at PRI.org, including the full questionnaire, the methodology of the poll, all of that. So I mentioned Republicans because they are overrepresented. The way to think of it, it's 1 in 4 Republicans identify as QAnon, or are identified as QAnon believers. That the comparison numbers among independents is 14%, and the number among Democrats is 9%. So Republicans are nearly three times as likely to be QAnon believers as Democrats. And when you look across the range of things, it is conservative ideology, it's Republican identity that are far more predictive of believing QAnon than Democratic or liberal identity.
Jeffrey, thanks for calling in with that question at 800-642-1234. Robert, you surveyed this in terms of these core beliefs of QAnon. Do we know if, people you identify as QAnon supporters because they support those beliefs necessarily would brand themselves or name themselves as specifically following QAnon?
That's a good question. You know, in this survey, we thought about this a lot and really decided that, you know, you can kind of go one of two ways in the survey because the way surveys work. If you choose the self-identifying way, you can't then follow up questions because the two contaminate one another. And we decided that the way to get at this with more integrity was to ask the substantive belief questions and not just identifying with the label here. So we don't actually have the self-identify with the label, but we went with the core beliefs. And that way we would also know exactly what we were measuring. Whereas if you just ask people to identify with a label, people might mean very, very different mm-hmm. things, right, with the label. So that's the reason why we went with this methodology.
Talking about the QAnon conspiracy theory still prevalent in the United States, Robert P. Jones is with us from the Public Religion Research Institute. Find information about the recent survey on the topic at prri.org. Robert, the material in this conspiracy theory is a very much, I guess, good versus evil sort of scenario, not, you know, our party believes this, your party believes that.
Yeah.
How important is that?
You know, I think that's at the core of it, really. And again, it's not dissimilar from other conspiracy theories. You know, the powerful cocktail, I think, that gives it its power is kind of a few things. One of them is that there is this battle between good and evil. It's a very binary setup, and then it makes it easy to map one's political opponents onto, you know, good or evil, right? And it's one or the other. The other one is a kind of apocalyptic time that we live in extraordinary times where there's going to be a revolution, like that second attribute that, you know, there's a storm coming that's going to sweep away the current leaders and restore the rightful leaders, that there's even a supernatural power coming. So it's mapped, again, not just to good and evil in a kind of human way, but good and evil in a kind of cosmic or divine way, so that one sees oneself inside that world as acting not just on behalf of good or evil in general, but on behalf of the divine or God.
Let's go back to our callers now. Barbara is with us in Boscobel. Barbara, hello.
Yes, hi. I find it extremely frightening that so many people believe these conspiracy theories and QAnon theories. I wonder if Robert has gained any insight as to why they believe this way and what can be done to bring them back into reality and believe truth instead of lies.
Interesting question, Robert.
Yeah, well, first thing to say is I would reinforce, you know, I've been doing kind of social science and public opinion polling for, you know, decades. And I would say, you know, I'm alarmed, you know, just from the standpoint of a healthy democracy, because, you know, these are not just far-flung beliefs in the abstract, but they're far-flung beliefs that have direct implications for a healthy democracy. And including one of the three tenets is that people might have to resort to political violence. So if you add a kind of battle of good and evil and this sense that you may have to take up arms to maim or even kill your fellow citizens, I mean, this is a very dangerous thing for a democracy. So, you know, I'm hopeful that you know, I think there's no silver bullet here for, you know, kind of finding a quick solution here. But I do think part of it is, you know, having a different kind of story, right? And that's really what democracy's been, is offering a different kind of a way of dealing with political power. And it is the basic idea that, you know, yes, we have these political fights and debates and we have elections, and then, you know, we live with the consequences of those elections. And I'm hopeful that we can, you know, this is a fever that may break and that we'll get back there. But I do think the troubling thing here is that this is a set of things that is like, no, we can't let an election stand. And for example, QAnon believers, 7 in 10 QAnon believers say that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. Right. So they see it as illegitimate. And that sense of shared legitimacy, I think, is what we really are in danger of losing here. So I think anything we can all do to kind of shore up, you know, the legitimacy of our democratic institutions is, you know, the only way to hang on and to resist these things that are chipping away at these basic pillars of democracy.
Barbara, thanks for that call. Robert, in a past program, a caller brought up this idea. I've seen it suggested elsewhere. Continuity between key themes in the QAnon conspiracy theory and things like anti-Semitic conspiracy theories over the centuries. How much of this do you see mapping onto past destructive theories?
I think that's right. That, you know, again, where we have the evidence for that is in some of these other attitudes that kind of are very, very high among QAnon believers. So, for example, 7 in 10 QAnon believers believe that the values of Islam are at odds with American values and way of life. The gods, you know, granted America a special role in human history as a Christian country. And this, you know, sense of external, you know, threats. So I think those, all of those things are very, very strong, I think, within this QAnon phenomenon.
In just our last minute, Robert, what are you watching for now in this 2022 election season when it comes to the influence of this conspiracy theory?
Well, you know, paying attention to how much play I think what it really does matter. The other way of kind of moving away from this is it matters that 1 in 4 in one of our two major political parties have become susceptible to believing all three of these statements. And I think political leadership matters. So I think Democratic leaders for sure, Democratic Party leaders for sure, but I think the onus is even more on Republican Party leaders to really clearly denounce this and call their followers kind of back to, absolutely a fight of ideas, a fight of principles, but to call them back from this precipice of, indulging and believing in these conspiracy theories that are really linked to political violence.
Robert, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
Robert P. Jones is the CEO and founder of the Public Religion Research Institute. He's authored the book White Too Long, The Legacy of White Supremacy in American Christianity. He joined us to share survey information about the lasting influence and prevalence of the QAnon conspiracy theory.